Lesson 3. Part 1. Access. The only access to the farmhouse is across the rice fields. Only high officials had access to the emperor. Beckon. The guide for visitors beckoned us to follow him. Concur. I concur with the speaker in condemning every criminal. This summer, 2 weeks of rain concurred with our vacation. Denounce. He was denounced as a coward and traitor. Fray. The first blow makes the anger, but the second makes the fray. Long wear had frayed the collar and cuffs of his old shirts. Hamper. Heavy clothing hampered the movements of the climbers. Malady. Cancer and tuberculosis are serious maladies in every country. Plod. The old man was plodding wearily along the bank of the river. Remnant. Since the factory moved, this town has only a remnant of its former population. Snore. The child with a cold in his nose snored all night. Tinge. Blood tinged the water as he washed his wound. Part 2. Ailment. It was necessary for them to have remedies for their ailments. Bicker. The children are bickering with each other about who is the tallest among them. Contrive. The inventor contrived a new kind of engine with fewer moving parts. Dazzle. The bright light of the motor car on the dark country road dazzled my eyes. Fumble. She fumbled about in her handbag for a pen to write a memorandum. Impair. Poor food and hard work impaired her health and she became thin. Mortify. The parents were mortified by their children's bad behavior before the guests. Predominant. The United States became the predominant nation in the Western Hemisphere. Sanitary. He worked to improve the sanitary conditions of slums. Wallet. He always keeps a lot of money in his wallet. Warrant. Do you consider the wild behavior of the crowd was enough of a warrant for the police to use force? Part 3. Allocate. The Ford Foundation allocated millions of dollars for cancer research. Brawl. The brawl in the street could be heard in the house nearby. Cynical. The boys made several cynical remarks to cover up their disappointment at being left out of the play. Embellish. She embellished the simple dress with colorful lace and ribbons. Gallant. The defense of the Alamo was a heroic action of gallant men. Immerse. He immersed his aching feet in a bucket of cold water. Ostentatious. He rode his new bicycle up and down in front of our house in an ostentatious way. Presentiment. Soapy followed the man with a presentiment that luck would again run against him. Satiate. She was so satiated with bananas that she would not even look at one. Undulate. The field of wheat was undulating in the breeze. Part 4. apparel. A shop selling women's apparel is at the corner of this street. Cajole. He cajoled his friends into deciding in his favor. Discard. You can discard your old coat, but not your old friends. Effete. During the Middle Ages, Greek civilization declined and became effete. Grudge. She has had a grudge against me ever since I disagreed with her. Kidnap. Four men kidnapped the little girl, but the police soon caught them and rescued the girl. Pact. There is some hope that a peace pact will be signed between the two countries. Pry. She pries too closely into the private life of her friends. Scour. Men scoured the whole country looking for the lost child. The servant scoured the frying pan until it shone like silver. Swagger. He swaggered down the street after winning the fight. Vagary. The building of this house in the shape of the temple was a rich man's vagary. Part 5. Asset. Ability to get along with people is an asset in business. Chasm. There was a deep political chasm between the two countries which nearly led to a war. Despoil. The cities of Greece and Asia were despoiled of their most valuable ornaments. Facetious. I became angry with the little boy at his facetious remarks. Hurtle. The wing of the airplane came off and the machine hurtled to the ground. Larceny. He wanted to be accused of larceny because he felt comfortable in prison. Pervade. He worked so hard that weariness pervaded his whole body. Recant. Though he was tortured to make him change his religion, the prisoner would not recant. Shambles. He left his affairs in a complete shambles when he died. Taboo. Eating human flesh is a taboo in civilized countries. Trappings. He wore all the trappings of high office.